Yeah, I can tell you that the meeting here in the rescheduled end of year session for 2012 to discuss mainly, as you can understand, the evolving security situation in the region, particularly the challenges of Mali and Guinea-Bissau, and then of course the issue of strategic plan for terrorism in West Africa, and the plan of action, and the political declaration on terrorism. Those are the key issues we are going to be discussing for the next 2 days, for which heads of state of West Africa are attending, and then we have other guests from across Africa and the other parts of the world who are also attending. I said that, understandably, again, the context of the evolving political situation in Mali and Guinea-Bissau, they will be discussing those as a follow-up to the meeting yesterday of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs and Defense, who looked at the situations mainly in Mali and Guinea-Bissau and made recommendations. So heads of state will be considering those recommendations and taking decisions in response to the developments in those two countries. And secondly, they will also be reviewing the recommendations of the Ministers of Foreign Affairs and Defense regarding the strategic plan for terrorism and plan of action for terrorism in West Africa and a political declaration on terrorism in West Africa. You can understand the value of those two documents. Increasingly, we are beginning to see manifestations of actions that qualify as terrorism in West Africa. And those two documents are meant as a demonstration of the region's willingness to articulate a coherent approach for addressing the challenges of terrorism in West Africa.
Some people are expressing concern that the pullout of the French troops in Mali could enable these Islamists who melted away into the desert and in other areas could allow them to have a guerrilla tactics against the AFISMA troops in Mali. Are heads of state going to look holistically at some of these concerns?
Yeah, they are. And indeed, in response to the evolving development in Mali, the concept of operations for the African-led international mission in Mali has been revised. Of course, in response to the evolving situation, but more importantly, in response to the UN Security Council 2085, which in one of its requirements was that the concept of operations for the African-led mission in Mali should be revised to take cognizance of recent developments there. And that has been done. And in the spirit of this new revision, the first structure for AFISMA has been revised to about something close to 8,000. And then, of course, the complementary staff requirements from the Mali Armed Forces has also been moved, have been doubled from 5,000 to 10,000, all in an effort to be able to respond to the evolving situation there. But the French have indicated that they will start pulling out from March, and in response to that, regional leaders will also be seeing how they can take decisions that will facilitate the deployment of additional troops under AFISMA. As we speak, almost 70%, according to reports, of the force pledged under AFISMA have been deployed. So we want to see how we can deploy the additional 30%, and indeed to see if we can have some additional pledges in order to be able to increase the profile of AFISMA, so that they can be able to deal with the situation they find themselves post the French forces' involvement.
There are also issues of growing terrorism. What should be the expectations of the world concerning the issues of terrorism vis-a-vis the situation in northern Mali?
Yeah, our response has been to see how we can increase our collaboration with our partners, how we can develop greater cohesion in terms of collaboration amongst ourselves. in the spirit of the document that I mentioned, the strategy on terrorism and the plan of action and the political declaration. The whole idea of those documents is to give us the tools to be able to work together, not only as in collaboration in the spirit of regional integration, that which is the essence of ECOWAS, but also to, for us to be able to implement international instruments in this area. And thirdly, to be able to see how we can leverage, you know, existing structures outside in terms of cooperation, in terms of mechanisms that will enable us to be effective in confronting the challenge of terrorism that is increasingly becoming manifest in West Africa. And of course, to which regional leaders have been conscious about for years, and which was the basis for which they have been talking about the need for international support, international solidarity, international cohesion when the issue of Mali broke. Because regional leaders understood that beyond the immediate issues of the politics of Mali, there were also dimensions that had to do with terrorism. And that is why the argument has always been, let us have a Chapter 7 mandate to be able to deal with this situation, because the situation is alien to our experience and has implications not just for West Africa, but also for the rest of the international community. And thankfully, the rest of the international community has now recognized those dimensions and are working with us to see how this can be addressed.